Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell is the only Republican running for U.S. Senate who has actually won elected office before. Still, his fundraising is eclipsed by the candidacy of a former friend, ex-Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan, and he labors to prove he's as conservative as rival Joe Miller. APRN's Liz Ruskin has this profile of Mead Treadwell.
Some people go into politics for prestige, some for power. Talk to Mead Treadwell for a while, and it's clear he just loves policy. Ocean policy, Arctic policy, global issues. You can hear it when he tells of how he first came to Alaska, on vacation with his grandmother and brother. He says he read Wally Hickel's book on the ferry going north.
For me, the book was incredibly relevant about the giant issues of the day.
He was impressed with its discussion of energy security and environment, and with Hickel, who, as Interior Secretary, stood up to Nixon. Treadwell knocked on Hickel's door and wound up working on his campaign for governor.
So I ended up doing a lot of writing with him, and the very first assignment they gave me was, we're involved in a fight for the 200-mile limit now.
The Outer Continental Shelf, international policy, a treaty called Law of the Sea. Treadwell was in heaven. But there was still a summer vacation to complete. He and his brother went hiking near Kantishna.
And I'm sitting there on a mountaintop watching Denali do her tease. And, with the clouds, and you can see the mountain. Now you can't see the mountain. And my brother.
It's a story he tells often.
And I said to my brother, I don't need to live anywhere else. This is kind of the best of all worlds. It has the policy challenges, the business challenges. It's incredibly relevant to the world, and I decided then and there I was going to be an Alaskan.
It was 1974, and he was 18 years old. Treadwell did become Alaskan after Yale, where he wrote a senior thesis on Law of the Sea. He's had a varied career: Anchorage Times reporter, deputy DEC commissioner under Hickel, co-founder with Hickel of Yukon Pacific Corporation, chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, entrepreneur. Anchorage writer and talk show host Michael Carey says as a candidate, Treadwell struggles to sound like a regular Alaskan. All three Republicans in the race went to elite universities, but Carey says on Treadwell it shows.
He's a big picture guy that talks about the Arctic and some of the Hickel themes, and I wonder if that really is appealing to the Republican base.
Former Anchorage District Attorney Ed McNally has been his friend since Treadwell's freshman year at Yale, when they both participated in CREW. McNally says it's easy to see why Lewis Mead Treadwell II strikes some as a privileged preppy.
East Coast, Ivy League, even the name, right? It has that ring to it, and I probably thought that. And he had a very humble childhood.
Of course, adversity is relative. Treadwell grew up in Newtown, Connecticut. His father, a businessman, served as first selectman, akin to mayor. When Treadwell was 15, his dad was killed in a house fire. But Treadwell, in fact, did go to a prep school, Hotchkiss, then Yale, and eventually Harvard for an MBA. Maybe it's his fondness for policy or just his manner, but even supporters acknowledge Treadwell doesn't always light up a room. McNally, though, says these days Treadwell is far more passionate.
Whatever was once the stereotype of a reserved Connecticut, maybe even East Coast or WASP, is long gone. And I think Carol probably brought some of that to him. Carol was unabashedly, exuberantly out there.
Carol was Mead's wife, who died 12 years ago of brain cancer. They had four children, one of whom died in infancy. McNally says the couple were yin and yang, her ebullience against his reserve. McNally thinks Treadwell became more like Carol for his kids, or maybe their Carol DNA emerged and rubbed off on him. Treadwell likes to say his children raised him well after Carol died.
At the time she died, Natalie was in kindergarten, Will was in first grade, Tim was in fourth grade, and I had three kids and a minivan.
He mentions that minivan a lot during campaign appearances. It's very regular guy. Though Treadwell is an incumbent in statewide office, he's had trouble raising funds. Treadwell let two of his campaign professionals go this spring and is the only candidate to have put in a significant amount of his own cash, more than $200,000 as of April. He says former DNR Commissioner Dan Sullivan seems to have a lock on most of the outside donors. Still, a recent poll showed him neck and neck with Sullivan. Treadwell says it's not all about money.
I think I can win because I've got 40 years of working on these issues in Alaska, of helping Alaskans across the board solve our problems.
With rival Joe Miller staking out the far right of the spectrum, Treadwell strives to show he's as pro-life and against gay marriage as anybody. He can't, though, match Tea Party dogma denying climate change. As head of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, Treadwell wrote that emissions from burning fossil fuels were speeding climate change. Now, as he has for years, he says that's just one factor. But he's not a clear-cut climate denier.
I don't think it should hurt me. But I will tell you, I am a denier of the concept that raising your taxes or putting any sort of rationing on your energy use is an appropriate role for government at this point. I believe government's role is to help move technology along to make energy cleaner.
His views have U-turned on the very first Alaska policy he ever worked on, the Law of the Sea Treaty. Tea Party conservatives despise Law of the Sea. Joe Miller calls it a power grab by the United Nations. Treadwell, after advocating for ratification for decades, now says he is troubled it would require the U.S. to pay a tax to the UN. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.